Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so everybody's talking about the debate last night and who won, who lost, who did good, who didn't. We've been trying to pass along throughout the morning the text that you have sent into the Mortgage Financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870 to pass along, again, the comments that you made. So I'll go ahead and read a couple of them right now before we get to our guest. People should familiarize themselves with everything that's on the ballot, print it out, write it down, so when you go in, you already know what your vote will be instead of reading through it for the first time and pondering your vote. Especially when it comes to amendments, please. Another text, your unhinged, evil, creepy clown in the White House is worse than the virus itself. From 8857, I hate to say it, but I believe Trump is weary and has had enough of being the president. From 2421, Trump was almost unrecognizable. He didn't call any scientists idiots or refer to the media as dumb bees. The bar is low. All right. Just want to keep addressing that and passing those along to you. You can text your comment into 504-260-1870. Ian McNulty joins us now. We love talking to Ian, reporter for the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate, because it's a lot of times about good things to eat and fun things to do. How you doing, Ian?
Well, good morning. I have to say that's a tough act to follow, but I'm going to do my best.
Are you in Orleans Parish?
Yes, I am.
Wearing your mask?
Have it at arm's length. In arm's length. It's just me and the dog right now here, so we're good.
Is the dog wearing a mask?
No mask can hide his enthusiasm for life. So this dog's just handling it from nose level.
So let me ask you this seriously about the mayor and the $500 mask fine thing. Do restaurant owners in New Orleans look at that and bar owners, et cetera, as in a roundabout way a good thing because people will wear a mask and then we get through this quicker? Or do they look at it as, you know what, we're trying here, and now you're making people afraid to be caught without a mask in Orleans Parish and get a $500 fine? I know it just happened yesterday evening, but what was the feedback you heard?
Well, you know, people in the restaurant and bar business, Tommy, are dealing with this just like we all are. They're hearing the news. They're watching the press conferences. And, you know, from what I hear from people, every time a leader takes the podium these days, they're watching it like it's a fourth down snap in a Saints game, you know, in the red zone. They just don't know what's going to happen, you know, and they're going to have to process it immediately and get on with the next play. But they're dealing with it just like you and I. However, they have this added layer that everything from this crisis, this experience, has drastic effects on their business. And, you know, what I hear from people is that they don't want to be in an enforcement role, for one. They don't want to be the people who have to be the police or have to discipline their own customers. They're eager to get their customers back in, but they're also desperate to stay open. and most of them recognize if people get sick, if somebody on their staff gets sick, if somebody in their family from any of these small family-run restaurants, if they get sick, they're closing, at least temporarily. And that's that weighs heavily on people. I mean, they've put up with a lot to get back open. They've invested a lot to get back open. What I hear is, you know, tell us what we can do to stay open. If it makes people more, if it takes the onus off of us to be the cops, to enforce this, all the better. But like I say, you know, they're like you and I dealing with this. However, they have the added layer of having their businesses on the line and frankly being, you know, in a role where they do see a lot of people. So
their economic future. Ian, we're going to take a break. I want to go back to your column on Wednesday, if we can, and talk about some restaurants that are reopening, because I think that's exciting. And, man, some of these things that they serve in, it just one of them is duck, I think, and he had a duck breast somebody serving, with, and then some gumbo inside of that. I'll find it. Well, and just, man, okay. I'll go some of that right now.
Lots to report. I'm right here for you, Tommy.
All right. Ian McNulty, when we come back, if you got any questions or comments about the restaurant scene or bars in New Orleans, text us at 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. It's 820. It's time for traffic now on WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're talking about the debate. We will be all morning long. And somebody texted in that even during the debate last night, Poor Boys came up. I think Vice President Biden meant to say Proud Boys, but he said Poor Boys. Either way, it got me hungry. What I was thinking about, Ian McNulty, reporter for the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate, from your column was seared scallops and roasted duck. Man, does that sound good. Tell me about some of the restaurants that are reopening.
You know, it's been such an odd time because we know restaurants are struggling. We know it's hard all over, and every once in a while we get a reminder because some restaurants announced they're closing for good. This week we heard from Mo Bar in the French Quarter closing for good at the end of this week. And Cafe Luna, a coffee shop uptown on Magazine Street, been in business since 1992. They're closing at the end of the month for good. But then you hear news, Tommy, to your point, of places reopening, and it fills you with hope and optimism again. I mean, it's a tough climb for these restaurants. This is not signal a you know, victory lap by reopening right now. It signals that they're getting back in the fight, frankly. But this week alone, we saw a number of high-profile ones come back. Restaurant Revolution down in the Quarter, they just opened last night. Zazu in Mid-City, great little intimate bistro there for Chef Susan Manick. That just opened last night. The Gumbo Shop down in the French Quarter just opened yesterday for the first time. As Steak Knife in Lakeview, Cellar Door in the CBD, Gotro's reopened recently. So it goes on and on. And what's behind it is what people tell me is it's now or never. I mean, they've been closed for all these months. If they had PPP funding, it's gone. If they were pulling from their own bank account, that's going into the red. So they have to find some way to keep going, and they're doing what they know. They're getting back open. But I will say I don't know if I've eaten better at New Orleans restaurants than in the last few months. For the hard times they're facing, they're really bringing it. I mean, maybe it's that they had a little time off. Maybe it's that they've got, you know, it's a smaller staff, but it's just their A team. Maybe they know they're cooking for a mostly local crowd, and they got to be on their toes, and they're trying desperately to get people to come back. But the dining out, just, you know, purely selfishly, you know, out of the pursuit of pleasure and what we get out of dining out, has been great. I mean, it's been a good time for that.
We're almost out of time. Maybe because they're less rushed, maybe, Ian. I don't know. The other thing I want to ask you about was the bar business and Go Cups. Has that helped them? What are you hearing?
Immensely. Yeah, immensely. Yeah, it's not a panacea for everybody, but it's a way for them to get back, and having some limited outdoor seating has helped a lot. What they're seeing is their regulars are eager to go support them. You know, it's always a 3-for-1 night if you go buy a 6-pack at the grocery store, but the people are lining up and paying more than they have to because they want to support these businesses. They want to get a Go Cup and walk down the street with it. They want to pick up something to bring home and have happy hour at home, or they're gathering a couple friends at one of the outdoor tables and doing that. So it's been heartening to see. I mean, this is just a weekend that they've been allowed to do outdoor seating, but it's happening, and your brewery tap rooms are back in that capacity also. So
Just get
very
a little
limited
bit of cool,
compared to what it was.
A little bit of cool weather. Give us a break and help them out. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you. Good talking
Have
to you.
Have a good weekend. You bet. Ian McNulty, same to you. Reporter of the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.